Greetings again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob coming to you from the broadcasting studios of the Parsonage, within sight of the Vine Street Christian Church on the corner of Vine Street and Park Avenue, almost New York. Hey, today we're going to repeat a reading from yesterday. I thought it was so incredible and have gotten some really good feedback about it that when I first came across it, I know I sat down and read it probably about five times. And I'm still learning from each reading. It's one of those that just keeps giving. But let me remind you what we've got here today. We've got the St. Benedict monks chanting in the background. We've got the cinnamon cider candle peacefully just glowing. And we've gone back to the old standby. That's kava tea, folks. Kava tea with a little dash of milk. So we've been hearing, we did yesterday, from Dom John Chapman, who was an abbot at an abbey in Great Britain in the 20s and 30s of the 20th century. And he is also a spiritual director. And for some of his clients, if you will, he participates, interacts with them in letter form because of the distance and the available technologies. So he has an ongoing letter-writing ministry to this particular woman who is struggling with spiritual issues and some demons in her life, and he is helping her through those. And the last writing he got from her right before what I'm going to read is about the loss of a very deeply loved one. Sounds like she was probably in a convent, and one of the sisters in the convent who she loved very much passed away. Not sure about those details. But we're talking about gratitude, right? And it's clear to me that to truly experience gratitude, and not just a particular thankfulness here or there, but to become a grateful person, as Paul would say, in all things, we have to address suffering in all its shapes and forms and the impact that suffering has on us. And that's what this letter does. So again, Dom John Chapman, from his letter in 1928, in response to this woman who has written to him, he says this: "You have been in desolation, and you have been hoping that you had found the cause in some want of detachment from this or that. Probably you have been mistaken. The cause is more general. You need to learn detachment from yourself. And God is teaching you this in the usual way, by letting you feel powerless to get to Him on account of your want of generosity. This is humbling you and doing you good. When you are quite convinced that you have nothing, not even a gift of prayer, and when you are quite resigned to feeling quite as unworthy of prayer as you are incapable of it, you will have gone a long way. Meanwhile, thank God for all the trials you have to bear. You are in a perfectly good state, on the way to perfection, and you must simply accept the way along which God leads you. He will make it plain to you what He wants you to offer to him. Again, he will make it plain to you what he wants you to offer to him. I do not think it probable that most of the small matters you mention are what he wants you to give up. I think it more likely that he wants you to learn to accept the state of dissatisfaction with yourself in which he has put you. Again, I think it more likely that he wants you to learn to accept the state of dissatisfaction with yourself in which he has put you. Don't ask or worry about any kind of prayer or recollection or union, but wish for exactly what God provides for you at any given moment. Take no thought for the morrow. Trust in God. You are, at each moment, in touch with Him through all the arrangements of His providence. And these include your own state and your own feelings at the moment that you are trying to unite yourself with His will. If you do your best at that moment, the result, however dry, weak, unsatisfactory, the result is just exactly what God wants you to have here and now. Worry is useless and harmful. Try to be absolutely at peace, because you are satisfied with God as He is to you at this moment. Amen. So, Dom John Chapman points out in our striving for gratitude and becoming a grateful person in all things, dealing with our suffering is a major barrier that needs to be knocked down. We cannot become a fully grateful person when we're worried about things in our mind that are keeping us from God. And thus his advice: you need to learn detachment from yourself. And right now, in what you're going through, he says, God is helping you do that, as he's letting you feel your powerlessness, which is humbling you and thus doing you good. Amen. I'll be reading more of that. I hope you've listened to that a few times. That's just a gold mine. Now for our Mary Oliver on this Saturday. I think tomorrow will be the last day for Mary Oliver. I'm taking suggestions for other poets and poems, and if you have any, just text me or email me. I've already gotten some suggestions. But we're going to end today's episode, episode 6, by the way, with Mary Oliver's Morning in a New Land. Morning in a New Land. Here's what she shares with us. In trees still dripping night, some nameless birds woke, shook out their arrowy wings and sang, slowly, like finches sifting through a dream. The pink sun fell like glass into the fields. Two chestnuts in a dapple gray, their shoulders wet with light, their dark hair streaming, climbed the hill. The last mist fell away. And under the trees, beyond time's brittle drift, I stood, like Adam in his lonely garden, on that first morning shaken out of sleep, rubbing his eyes, listening, parting the leaves like tissue on some vast, incredible gift. Morning in a New Land by Mary Oliver. In trees still dripping night, some nameless birds woke, shook out their arrowy wings and sang, slowly, like finches sifting through a dream. The pink sun fell like glass into the fields. Two chestnuts in a dapple gray, their shoulders wet with light, their dark hair streaming, climbed the hill. The last mist fell away. And under the trees, beyond time's brittle drift, I stood like Adam in his lonely garden on that first morning, shaken out of sleep, rubbing his eyes, listening, parting the leaves, like tissue on some vast, incredible gift. Amen. Well, before I leave you today, I've got to update you on a health situation that Amy and I are dealing with. Two nights ago, as Joan Winters was coming home from the hospital, Amy and I were there to greet her and help her in the house, help her in the wheelchair, up the steps, into the house, in her chair, knelt and prayed with her. And though we had masks on most of the time, we didn't know at that time, but found out the next morning that she is COVID positive. So Amy and I are both direct contacts of a COVID positive individual. And we went and got tested yesterday after we found out. We haven't heard the results from that yet. And then we have scheduled another test for Wednesday at Carl, which supposedly allows enough time for the COVID to show itself in testing after 5 days. So that's what we're waiting for. But until then, we are going to be in self-quarantine at the parsonage, praying for negative test results and hoping we can move past this without any personal health issues as quickly as possible. We appreciate your prayers as well. I will not be at the service tomorrow morning to honor Hewitt, and not happy about that at all, but I know God's got a plan, and I'm all in on God's plan. And won't be able to be at the board meeting either. But we'll continue these, amen, and our Zoom meetings. And, you know, it's part of living in the world today. So why not us? Oh, keep us in your prayers. And we'll be back tomorrow on your Sabbath day with another new reading about gratefulness. And until then, let God bless you in each and every way. Amen.